Hi, my name is Kyle, and I had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Hi, my name is Anne, and I am from Millersville.
Hi, my name is Brad, and I'm from Millersville. My son's name is Kyle, and we're at Johns Hopkins Children's Center because he had cancer.
Hold up to me, 'cause I'm a little unsteady,
He started to have issues where he was having pain in his stomach and he was losing weight and he was tired all the time, and we had taken him to the doctors and they actually thought he had a gastrointestinal problem. They determined there was nothing wrong from that standpoint. However, his red blood cell count was very low and it kept dropping.
Mama, come here. Approach, appear.
They ended up contacting Hopkins. They let us go home. I called the hospital and made the appointment for the following week. I hung up the phone, walked halfway across the living room, and they called us right back and said, we would like you to come to the Children's Center immediately tonight.
Daddy, I'm alone, 'cause this house don't feel like home.
One of the doctors said, have you seen the x-rays? And we said no. And when she took us to see the x-ray, you could see everywhere in his chest, the lymph nodes were huge.
And she said, we will likely admit him to oncology tonight. And I just remember leaning up against the wall and thinking, oh my God.
If you love me, don't let go.
I mean, we thought he had a gastro problem, and now we're sitting here being told that he has cancer of some sort.
If you love me, don't let go.
We didn't know anything about it. We were not prepared for that at all.
The doctors took my wife and I to a conference room and they said, he has Hodgkin's lymphoma. And you can't really comprehend.
Fortunately, Hodgkin's is very treatable, but it's still cancer. It's still scary. He's still 9.
We would go to our room and just break down and cry. You know, you go through the whole, why couldn't it be me? All those things run through your head. You know, you get to a point where it is what it is and there's nothing you can do about it except move forward.
Mother, I know that you're tired of being alone. Dad, I know you're trying to fight when you feel like flying.
Pain from the shots was the worst part because he would just moan. I said to him, I wish I could take this away from you. I wish it was me and not you. And he started crying. I said, you know, Kyle, why are you crying? And he said, why would I ever want you to have this? I don't want anybody to have to go through this. He would say, I can't do this. I'm not strong enough to do this. And that was really hard.
I'm a little unsteady, a little unsteady.
He was officially put into remission on December 3rd. And I burst into tears, like completely burst into tears.
When we needed it, Johns Hopkins was here. Anything we can do to help and give back, we'll do it.
If you love me, don't let go.
He's great. he's great.
I'm a little unsteady.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for all the support through it. If I could say anything to my cancer, I'd say, ha, I got you. I beat you. You can't come back to me now.
Little unsteady.